free original content from WMAL.com. This is the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast.
The battle lines have been drawn over transgendered policy in the administration. The administration suing North Carolina. North Carolina also asking the federal courts to get involved and to clarify the situation. What's going on with all this? A good day for us to have Hans von Spakovsky. He's a former assistant attorney general for the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department back in the day, and he joins us now on the line. Hello, Hans.
Good morning.
It seems to me that Loretta Lynch, the Attorney General of these United States, in going after this case in this way, seems to be making the case that this is the civil rights issue of our day. And this is a stretch given the strictures of the law, is it not?
Oh, it is. Look, this is another example of the administration rewriting the law, just like they've done in many other areas, including immigration. That the three statutes that they are citing, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, have absolutely nothing to do with so-called gender identity. What they prevent is discrimination on the basis of sex. In other words, for example, you know, paying a woman less than a man. They have absolutely nothing to do with the claims that are being made here by the government.
So, you're right, it's a total stretch, but let me just, I can't believe I'm doing this. Let me just be a bit of a devil's advocate for the supporters of this law. They're saying that the law now states that if you are a woman, that you cannot go into a man's bathroom, even if you identify and look like a man. In a sense, that is discrimination against your gender, I guess, they're saying, even though there is a perfectly fine bathroom that you could use. Is that discrimination?
No, I
mean,
isn't that
sort of separate but equal? I'm sorry, I can't even say it with a straight face, but it is separate but equal. Okay, you've both got your own bathrooms, but this one is for men and this one is for women. Isn't that contrary?
No, in fact, what this law in North Carolina does is it bases the bathroom that you use on your biological sex. That is completely non-discriminatory. And if they want the law to if they want federal law to prevent that, then what they have to do is go to Congress and get them to change the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That has not been done. Instead, the president and the attorney general are trying to rewrite the law to cover something that it doesn't cover.
Well, that's right. And this is what this administration does. If they don't like a law, they choose not to enforce it. If they have a law in the books, they want to reinterpret it in a way that changes the original intent of that law. And this is their playbook. This is what they do.
Yeah, and let me tell you something that's very interesting. Look, back when remember the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment? Back then, people were saying, oh, my gosh, if we pass that, it'll lead to integrated bathrooms. Guess who wrote published a piece in the Washington Post back in 1975 saying, no way, that's not going to require this? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's now on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Interesting.
So, I mean, just one follow-up. What's going to happen if this case ever gets taken to court and run up the appellate system? I mean, where would it fall, and how does that court, how might they shape up against or for this particular interpretation of the law?
Well, one of the reasons that the administration's gone after North Carolina is that, because remember, other laws like Mississippi have passed similar laws, is because North Carolina is in the Fourth Circuit,
yes,
U.S. Court
thinking.
Of Appeals, and Obama has completely reshaped that appellate district. It now is filled with his nominees. They outnumber the more conservative judges on the court, so he believes that they will go his way, and he's hoping by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, there will be five liberal justices who will uphold what the administration wants.
And that was my larger point. I mean, if this goes right now, I mean, with a split Supreme Court, the lower court ruling would stand. If a Democrat is elected president, then she will appoint someone obviously more liberal than would the conservative candidate, the Republican candidate. And that means that this election is really important to deciding this particular matter.
Oh, absolutely it is. This and so many other cases where one vote made the difference. Like, remember, look, the only reason we have a Second Amendment right now is because there was a fifth vote on the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold it.
Now, what's interesting, and this has been pointed out by David French this morning, your colleague over at National Review, that LGBT activists have been pushing for a law for years now. They've been pushing for a thing called ENDA, right?
Right.
This is a specific law. ENDA includes lesbians, gays, bisexuals, transgender, and it envelops them into the all of these provisions in the civil rights law. It's been, they've been pushing it for 20 years. Even when they had Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barack Obama writing laws, they couldn't get it passed. So doesn't that sort of undermine the Justice Department's efforts here to suggest that this already is established law, because they haven't been able to pass the law that would have made it established law?
It absolutely does. But look, Loretta Lynch and the president, they don't care. I mean, they've made it plain, really, it's just a sign of their arrogance, that when the law doesn't do what they want it to do, they are willing to just come up and say, well, we think that this interpretation is the correct one, and they rewrite it.
What? So now, you just said that the Obama administration believes that this appeals court may be in the tank for them, but isn't it true that they just lost a voting rights decision by that same court?
No, that was at the district court level.
Oh, I see.
And that was in North Carolina. Yeah, the voter ID law in North Carolina got upheld, but they believe, I'm sure, that the Fourth Circuit will overturn
it. What would the timeline be on this, Hans von Spakovsky?
Listen, the state legislature and the governor's office have both filed suits for declaratory judgment action. I'm sure they're going to immediately file motions asking for a preliminary injunction against what the Obama administration is doing. So we could know at least temporarily in the next couple of weeks.
All right, great. That's unbelievable.
Hans, great stuff. It really is very scary how these people operate.
You would agree now that this is no longer about bathrooms. This is about the fundamental rights of the federal government and the Constitution. Right?
Oh, yeah.
This is what it boils down to.
Cool. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Hans.
Thanks for listening to the Washington Mornings on the Mall podcast from 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Listen for the latest weekday mornings 5 to 9 and download more free original content daily from WMAL.com.